know what you're giving on me. You gave me those pills, man, you gave me the shot. Got me running with that. To my head, rock and roll girls going to my head, to my head, to my head. As I was lying in a hospital bed, I got this rock and roll girls making it worse, going right to my
telegraph your passes, you'll end up with molasses, cauterizing syrup and syrup and molasses. And I'm checking out the asses, the assets that attract us to anything that moves. We're deep inside the grooves, and it's time to shake the rations, cause someone's gonna cash in. The plot it turns again, the reference starts at 10. Well, show me a word that rhymes with pavement, and I will kill your parents and roast them on a spit. And don't you try to etch it or permanently sketch it, or you're gonna catch a bad, bad cold. And the freaks have stormed the White House. I moved into a lighthouse. So, so far away, away from the beginning. The shroud is made with you into first. A leisure suit is nothing, it's nothing to be proud of in this late century. And I'm asking you to hold me just like the morning paper, pinch between your pointer, your index and your thumb. It's a semi-automatic, believers are ecstatic. You see the way they cling, the cold metallic sting. And I'm living in a coma, Madonna de Verona. The harness made of hopes, the lovers on the ropes. Nun is to church as the parrot is to perch, and my heart's wide open,
are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Hello, darlings, and welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and it is 3:02:09:10:11 on a Friday morning, and oh my god, I'm so tired. Like, more tired than maybe I've ever been, ever. But I'm still here, and I don't know why I'm here. Because most people just have stopped coming to their radio shows. but I'm here, and I'm broadcasting, let's see, live to, wow, 11 of you. That ties an all-time high for probably birds. So for everyone tuning in, I am both confused and delighted to see that you have decided to join me here. So, wow, yeah, tonight, this show right here, and I am very tired, so it's going to be a weird one, guys, but this is my last radio show of the semester. Now, I'm sure if you've been listening to WMFO throughout the day, as I actually, boy, oh boy, do I love the station. And so I'm going to be on that kind of person, in part because I can't really form those thoughts, and in part because, you know, we've been there, we've done that, and also, if things go to plan, I'll be back next semester anyways, doing more or less the same thing at maybe even more or less the same time, but, you know, what time will tell. Also, I'm not sure if I've even had continued support, so I don't know if I can thank you for that. However, if you are a continued supporter, feel free to tweet #probablybirds, and with any luck, it'll get around to me that people are using that hashtag. I don't have a Twitter, but other people do, and I know people who have Twitters, and people of Twitters know that I have a show called Probably Birds. So I guess my hope is that by some people tweeting #probablybirds, and some of my friends having Twitters, and some of my friends having Twitters who know me having the show Probably Birds, those friends would tell me that people are tweeting #probablybirds, and then I will finally be able to interact with my fans. But this is another one of those things that we're just going to have to kind of wait and see what happens. Kind of like tonight. So let's see, what do I want to talk about? Probably birds, but in all likelihood, it's not going to be birds. This is the show where I play music you don't like and talk about things you don't care about. And so far, I think I'm doing a pretty good job on at least one of those things. It's everyone's favorite 3 a.m. train wreck. I like to say that. I don't know if it is, but given that people listen, I assume they're here for some reason. So here I am. What I do is I prepare 30 minutes of music for an hour-long time slot, and my personal challenge is to fill the remaining 30 minutes without any preparation. And on a night like this, where I am exceptionally exhausted, like, as I said, honest to God, I don't remember being more tired in my life. I do not know how this is going to play out. And so you're along for a bumpy and wild ride with me, 11 listeners. And I cannot have asked for better company. I mean, do you talk to me? No. Can I even sense your real, tangible presence in some meaningful way? Yeah, not really. I mean, I can see numbers on Shoutcast, which is the thing we use to tell us how many people are listening. So 10 people on mobile and one person even on high quality. That's the most tangible I get. So do I really have some sort of social network support? I mean, not really. But just the knowledge that there's some ephemeral body out there who's taking this journey with me, who's on this boat that I'm steering through narrow straits, dire straits, maybe both, fills me with a sort of confidence that could only be described as foolishness. And so I thank you for that. Now, while I am maybe exhausted and in a very real way wishing that I was in bed right now, it seems that at least some members of the Tufts community are not in the same boat as me. We were using the boat metaphor earlier, so we're going to continue saying boat. Boat. But no, seriously, when I was walking to the station tonight, there was an unusually large number of people just kind of out and about. And I think it might be because, you know, everyone's leaving tomorrow, they want to have a good time today with their friends at night or something. That's just my guessing. All my friends have either left me, are asleep, or are avoiding me. I'm not sure how to tell if they're avoiding me, but if they're anything like the people outside, they're all together without me. Anyways, it's wild out there, guys. I mean, people are climbing, like, the elephant statue and riding it. Other people are just kind of walking around in groups, kind of like roving gangs. Some people are walking around the laptop in a tote bag. That would be me walking to the station. There was a police officer who was entering like a big tent we have set up. And I'm not sure if there are people in the tent or if the police officer just wanted to like pretend it was a castle or something. But that is something I saw while walking over. It's lively out there. And the birds are waking up. Just as I, like halfway through my walk over to the station, I heard the first bird song of the morning, I guess. Doesn't feel like morning, especially since I haven't been to sleep yet. But perhaps morning is the word I could... Guys, it's going to be a weird one. I've told you this. I'm running out of words. I only have like 50 left. And so that's not true, but I'm sure you know what it's like to feel like you can only say so many things before you just have to stop. And that's kind of the mood I'm in now. But here I am. Other people are clearly awake. I mean, there was lots of like kind of banging on the ceiling of my dorm room. And I know what you're thinking, and no, I don't think it was that. It was just like, for hours even, it was just like there would be banging. And I have no idea what people are doing. I mean, above us, I think, is the lobby. So like people might, but it was definitely louder than people walking. So I don't know what to make of that either, really. There's a lot going on. And my roommate has an exam at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. Shout out to you, Stephen. He's not listening. He's asleep, as he always is during my radio hour. But luckily, he can sleep through anything, so the banging wasn't bothering him. And by any luck, when I return to sleep myself, the banging will be gone. Anyways, I've overstayed my welcome when competing for time with songs. Just let me say words. I'm going to keep playing music, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to keep talking. So I hope you enjoy what I'm about to lay down, yo.
Covers beautiful. after all, these implements and texts designed by intellects of X to find, evidently there's still so much that hides. And though the saints of us divine in ancient fading lines, their sentiment is just as hard to pluck from the vine. Time nor mind to figure out the nursery rhymes that helped us out. It's a lot. The rule of understanding apathy releases. I value them, but I won't cry every time I die. I'll try hard not to give in. Run down to feather wind. In my head, this pretend. Allow myself no mock defense. Step into the night.
seconds, watching hours. Though we live on the US dollar, you and me, we got our own sense of time. There's no future, there's no answer. Though we live on the US dollar, you and me, we got our own sense of time.
Hello, everybody. Hello, darlings. I'm back. DJ Pending, and you're listening to Probably Birds, the only radio show that I can't really pronounce consistently correctly. Anyways, I totally dropped the ball because I have to tell you what music we've played, and I didn't tell you that at first, but I'll tell you it now. So, we started out the night with Harness Your Hopes by Pavement, followed by the Probably Birds theme by my uncle and cousin. Thank you to them. Then I talked at you for a bit, and then we followed it up with Heavy Metal Drummer by Wilco, Saint Simon by The Shins, and Hannah Hunt by Vampire Weekend. And that brings us to where we are now, at which point I have to read a PSA because people tell me I have to do this. And I'm too tired to do it in a silly voice, so we're just going to do it deadpan. Today you ate I'll start over. No, we're going to do the other one. Today you brushed your teeth, you skipped the floss, you combed your hair, you went to work, you did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today, brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Okay, that's the PSA out of the way. I don't have to do that anymore. Last one of the semester. I hardly knew ya. Anyways, let's move on to why I'm so gosh darn. No, you know, I'm goddamn tired. I said it. There you go. I've been wanting to say the D word all semester. So I figure out with a bang, right? Out with a lawsuit. Anyways, the past two or three days of my life have been entirely consumed by moving other people's things into the basement of the house I'll be living in next semester, which, I don't know, it's been insane. I had a car. My grandparents let me borrow their car. And so it was kind of up to me, and, you know, I had help. Oh, my God. Like, four of you have left. Okay, that's fine. We still have seven people. Anyways, let me think. I had a car. People needed to move things. I had a car, so I helped people move their things along with them. This process took like 2 full days. I have been lifting so many boxes and walking around with so many things and trying to stick them all in this basement. I got like 8 people's things in this one basement right now. And it has been so exhausting. On top of that, the previous night, I had to be awake late. And for reasons I can't explain, I was woken up at 5 a.m. And then I went back to sleep. And I was woken up at 8 a.m. by a call from Baltimore. Now, I don't think I mentioned this on the show yet, but I've been receiving calls from Baltimore about every single day for a couple of months now. And I haven't answered a single one of them, but still they keep calling. And they're all kind of slightly different numbers, but they're all pretty similar. So maybe I'll start blocking some of those numbers and we'll see if they stop calling me. But it's been a couple months and I haven't done that. So at this point, you got to figure I'm just living with this. Which I shouldn't, because it woke me up at 8 a.m. today because someone in Baltimore really wants to talk to me. And if, you know, I were to bet, I'd think they really want to know my credit card information because I want a free vacation. And they just, I want a free vacation to Baltimore. That's it. And that's their sell. I'm going to see everything there is to see in Baltimore. Now, I'll be honest, I live in D.C. It's kind of close to Baltimore. I have no idea why I would ever go to Baltimore. I guess I take that back. Baltimore is a very nice aquarium. I've been before. I would recommend if you're in Baltimore. In fact, I think it is the only thing I could recommend if you're in Baltimore. And that is not to bash on Baltimore. Maybe there's some great things going on in B-Town, is what no one calls it. But I've never heard of it. I guess you can see like an Orioles game. Maybe, if you like baseball. I got nothing, man. In fact, if you know what there is to do in Baltimore, feel free to tweet #probablybirds and, you know, scream that at my ear hole with words on a website that I don't use. It's, the option is out there. It's up to you if you want to use it. So, yeah, Baltimore, it's kind of like, okay, well, let's talk about cities, because that's apparently what we've stooped to. Philadelphia. I might get some pushback for saying this, but Philadelphia is just Baltimore that thinks it's better than itself. And to be fair for Philadelphia, there is actual stuff to do in Philadelphia. You know, you got that cool bell. You know, they got a couple centers where important things happened in the past. Some good museums. Does Baltimore have museums? That's a question. Maybe if I ever answered the call from Baltimore, I could ask if they had museums. But I never will, because I'm not going to give in to their pestering, you know? If I give in to their calls, then they win. And in fact, I think if I block their calls, then they win too. Because that way, they know that they've got to me. And so I have to stay stoic, I think, in the face of adversity, which in this case takes the form of 1 or 2 calls every day from various numbers that claim to be from Baltimore. Speaking of, let's have like a news sound. Ready? Doodaloo. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm really sorry. News. Apparently, some dude just got fined like $120 million for robocalling. Maybe it was Baltimore guy, and if so, I hope that he will stop robocalling me. That is the most information I have on this story. Welcome to the worst news. As I mentioned, actually, I was listening to lots of WMFO over the past couple of days, because as I was driving in the car moving stuff, I would put it on the radio. And there's like a real news show, I think, that they have every now and then. And everyone else's shows are very good. I was listening to them. I thought, wow, these are very professional people. They're very charismatic on air. They've got like everything. They've clearly thought of conversation topics ahead of time and they have talking points prepared, or if they're not talking much, they're playing good music. And the music all kind of makes sense together. And I was seriously impressed by the quality we have out of, I guess we're an amateur radio station. I don't know if we don't get paid, so I guess that makes us amateur. And it made me feel a bit self-conscious about what happens here at 3 a.m. when I'm around. But I think I just cater to a different audience, which all, I guess, is the seven of you who are still listening. The four of you who left are my fake fans. The seven of you who remain, that's who my real fans are. And I will remember that, okay? I will not forget. I guess, continuing the boat metaphor, four people drowned, but that's okay. We're cutting our losses, and I'm shutting up so I can play more music. And I love you, and you're really beautiful. And I'm going to keep playing music before I say too much.
Sure, you could have made it that bit better. now she's gone. Enjoying like a baby in your arms. Like I don't need nothing at all. And if you want me to shut up and sing, I can do that. And if you want me to,
God, that is my cue to start talking again. Let's see. We just heard Only Ones Who Know by Arctic Monkeys, Adeline by Dr. Dog, and Buttons to Push Buttons by Modest Mouse, which is a very early, I guess, that must be off of Interstate 8, I think. One of their, is that right? That might be wrong. I might be lying to you. I think maybe they have a live version on Interstate 8. Either way, that wasn't a live version. I like the song. You may or may not. In some ways, I feel like most people wouldn't, but I like it, so I played it. And that's just the world we're living in. Anyways, let's talk more about my life, since that is the conversation topic most readily available to me. If you want to talk about something else, though, feel free to tweet at #probablybirds, and I'll be sure to take your suggestions into consideration by next semester. Anyways, I've got problems, guys, and my main problem right now is that tomorrow morning I have to get up, and I have to give myself enough time when I get up to actually, you know, shower, etc., and then pack up all my linens and bed stuff and whatever, and then leave at noon to catch a flight that is at 2:02, which is kind of odd how precise that is. I always found that odd, especially because flights never really leave that on the dot. They're always a little bit early or a little bit late, but 2:02 is what the ticket says. And so, by golly, so help me God, I'll get there hopefully on time. Now, it's not a normal flight for me, because I will be joined by none other than, that's right, you guessed it, a friend, who will be staying at my house in Washington, D.C. for 2 weeks with me, give or take, before he moves into a dorm and lives there for the rest of the summer. He's from Kansas. He's got an internship in D.C. We're giving him a place to stay, and I do not know how it's going to go. I mean, I think it will go well. I've never really done something like this before, where someone just stays at my house and gets introduced into the family dynamic. Granted, my family's pretty loose-knit, you know? So there's kind of gaps in the seams that could be filled with... I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know how knitting works. This isn't knitting. So, yeah, we're giving up on that metaphor, I guess. But, it should be good. Well, I'll introduce him to my, you know, the people I know from home. I don't want to call them friends, all right? And that's not because I don't like them. I like them a lot. And in fact, I'd very much like to call them friends. But I don't want to put them in that box, you know? I don't want them to feel like I'm suffocating them with that, label. So, speaking of people who are just friends, by the way, or I guess I just said they weren't just friends, but this show has no real cohesion anyways, so I can say whatever the... I'm going to say it. Whatever the hell I want to say. That's right, the H word, another word I've been dying to say. And once again, we're going with the philosophy of out with a lawsuit, given that it's my last show of the semester. Anyways, I had a dream... What is this show? I had a dream last night. A couple things happened in this dream. I forget most of them, you know, as you do with dreams, I think. Anyways, the part I do remember is that a friend of mine, or a person who's kind of my friend and who I kind of don't really know all that well, but hopefully we'll get to know better because she's nice. And a friend, well, anyways... I was asked out in a dream to dinner. I know, very classy. And I went out to dinner and had a wonderful time. And that's basically where the dream ended, which I'm very, you know, it was nice. I was very happy with that dream. Well, I don't know, very happy. I was content with that dream because it was a nice, you know, it's nice to have a dream where you don't have to, it's not like very weird. It's also not very bad. It's just kind of like a simple, nice thing that happened. So, thank you myself, I guess, for giving me that dream experience. I will cherish it until I forget about it in about a week. Because that's just how the turntables, baby. Oh my God, I have to fill time, and I have not thought about how to do it. And this is when the show gets real bad. Okay, I know what I can say. I went... now I don't have time to say it. It's fine. I'll say it. I went to my grandmother's house tonight for dinner. And of course, she cooked like a delicious, you know, meal, lots of different things. And her friends were there, and it was great to see them again. They hadn't seen me since I was like 12 or whatever. So, well, they looked more or less similar to me. At least I hope I changed a lot in their eyes. Then again, maybe I'm doomed to be eternally 12, which in some ways would not be the worst fate, but certainly is not the best fate. Regardless, we had baked Alaska for dessert, which I learned that... So I was talking to my friends about baked Alaska, and it turns out many of them thought that it was like a fish, like a baked fish, because it had the word Alaska in it, and they just associate Alaska with fish. So I don't know what's up with that, but for those of you who don't know, it's like an ice cream kind of deal. And so we ate like maybe a quarter of it there at the dinner. Then I was sent back to Tufts with like 3/4 of this thing. And I'm frantically texting my friends as it's melting in the trunk of the car, like, oh my God, please help me eat this thing. I'm so stuffed. And I don't know what to do. And no one's responding to me except for one guy who's like, I just ate ice cream. So Aiden, if you're listening, you doomed me there. Thankfully, though, my other friend stepped up to the plate. I arrived. I said, I have this huge thing of ice cream and meringue and brownie. And they're like, count us in. So just goes to show, guys, friends help you eat food. That's the lesson of that story. But legit, they really helped me eat a quickly melting yet delicious baked Alaska. And for that, for the zero of them that are currently listening, because let's face it, they're asleep, because why would anyone be awake right now? And their answer is because you have a radio show. That's me. And because you're listening to a radio show, that's, I think, let's find out, 7 of you still. What are you doing? I mean, stay. Please, God, stay. Please stay. Anyways, well, what am I going to do now? Oh, geez. I'm going to play the last song of the night and the last song of the semester. Then I'll come back and I'll say goodbye, and it'll be bittersweet, or maybe it won't be. It'll might just mostly be tired. I think that's my main mood of the night. But enjoy, and I love you. I really do. Thank you.
don't hate her when she gets up to
That was the last song of the semester, guys. Two-Headed Boy Part 2 by Neutral Milk Hotel. The last track of a fantastic album. Would recommend. Anyways, now it is time for a segment of the show that I like to call Probably Birds. Amateur poetry from strangers. Words that hopefully mean something to someone. And without further ado, let us begin. I regret a lot of things. I don't know. I want to relive that moment. I want to hold you when you're scared at the movies. It's number one. And let me find the other ones. Here we go. Spring wind rips petals from cherry tree blossoms. I watch myself fly far from me. It's two. And finally. Under the stars, we lie in blankets, dampened by dewdrops. I think to myself, she's the good things, and I know it isn't true. I just like the words, how they sound when I say them. Okay, and that concludes Probably Birds, words that hopefully mean something to someone. And now we're going to resume with Probably Birds, the radio show that means nothing to anyone. Wow. I don't really know what I'm going to say right now, but I guess I should kind of try to wrap up and be kind of, you know, tie everything off with a nice bow. So for people who've listened to the show and people who are listening on the archives or people who are just hearing me talk outside a Curtis here, Curtis being the hall where we have the station. Thank you for listening. This whole thing has been kind of a bad inside joke that I have with myself. And so for people who have listened, I hope that you at least pretended you got the joke well enough to have a good time. And for people who didn't listen, I don't think you missed out on much. But maybe you did. Much like Probably Birds the segment, I hope Probably Birds the show meant something to someone. Or did something for someone. Or anything, really. I know that I had a good time doing it. I will continue to do it next semester. It's just a brief hiatus. No te preocupes, baby. Don't worry yourself is how that translates, I think. And then baby, of course. Baby and baby. Pretty easy translation there. So I'm going home tomorrow. And to those who are staying here, I hope you have... And no, just to everyone, in fact, I hope you have a wonderful summer. Good luck with everything. I hope to see you show up on my shoutcast again come next semester. If not, I won't be all too offended. Maybe I'll even be on at an earlier time, by which I mean maybe 2 to 3 a.m. Or maybe something weird like 6 to 7 p.m. But I don't think I'd ever do that because I'm not allowed to play songs with curse words during that time. And that just, you know, limits me too much in my... artistic expression. But seriously, everyone, and I mean everyone, even if you're not listening, this still goes out to you, even though you'll never hear it. You're wonderful. You're loved. I care about you. And I hope that I wish you the best of luck in everything you do. And I hope you find happiness because you deserve it. And take care. Which would be an excellent way to end the show, except that I have 5 minutes left. 5 minutes of sweet, sweet time to kill. So we're going to lean back. We're just going to kind of take in everything that I've done here. Or maybe I won't. Maybe I have a story. Oh, yeah, I do have a story. Good news, guys. We don't have to listen to that BS. I think I can say BS because it's abbreviated. That bullshirt. I can say shirt and I can say bull, so I can say bullshirt. Come at me, FCC. Or please... Oh my God, don't come at me because I don't know how to deal with that at all. Another part of my dream I remembered is that someone actually handed me kind of like a packet of amateur poetry from strangers for me to read on the show. And I thought, this is great. Look at all this amateur poetry from strangers I can read on the show. And then I woke up and it wasn't real and I just had to use the internet again. Everyone's favorite friend. The internet. And that's kind of a sad thing to say, actually. I didn't mean it as such, but it came out as such. Here's something else that I'm remembering I should have talked about. Oh my god, I got jury duty in Massachusetts. Now, I am registered to vote in D.C., and I pay taxes in D.C., but I learned this. Apparently, if you live in Massachusetts for over half the year, then you can get called for jury duty, and you can't tell them that you're...